Hanover Square Press and Harper Audio present Myths of Geography, 8 Ways We Get the World Wrong, by Paul Richardson. Read by Orlando Wells.
In memory of John Richardson. Introduction. Imagined geographies. Is the world upside down? Not so very long ago, our maps had mythical creatures lurking at their edge. While dragons and monsters stalked the land, deep-sea behemoths sought to break the ships and bones of anyone who ventured into their waters. Kraken and Leviathan lay in wait to drag vessels to their doom. Sirens, serpents, giant sea pigs, and gargantuan lobsters haunted sailors' dreams. These fantastical beasts adorned the cartographic imaginations of the medieval and Renaissance ages, with reports of monsters on the high seas becoming the legends imprinted onto maps. Myth and reality merged as these maps enticed adventurers to faraway lands to confirm the existence of such beasts and the riches that might lie undiscovered around them. If these tales proved true, then fame and fortune would surely follow. One by one, though, such monsters began to disappear from maps, until by the end of the 17th century, they had all but died out. Advances in shipbuilding, navigation, and mapping techniques meant that Europe's cartographers had learnt more about the world and how to render it with greater accuracy. An age of science and rationality superseded earlier artistic flourishes and imagined geographies. Still, these older maps remain full of meaning. Their carefully drawn creatures open up remarkable portals into the minds of the mapmakers, empire builders, adventurers, and sailors who once charted and traversed the globe. They reveal their hopes, fears, and anxieties before they were tamed by the new technologies that made known an as-yet unknown world. These representations of unexplored lands and their mythical inhabitants had the power to shape how people thought, dreamt, and talked about the world. Cartographic canvases blurred fact and fiction in their images of the world, in turn influencing how people behaved and acted within it. Today, such maps might appear alive with myth and exaggeration. But perhaps the medieval masters who created them shouldn't be judged too harshly. For what if our own world is shaped just as much by myth as theirs was? What if the maps and ideas used to understand the world in the present are just as actively misleading us? A world of myths has traditionally belonged to the realm of the supernatural and the spiritual. Narratives of the birth, life, adventures, or death of a range of human characters were interwoven with those of gods, heroes, nymphs, naiads, elves, trolls, as well as animals and plants, in order to give meaning to the world. The rise of organized religion, followed by an age of science and reason, diminished the mystical qualities and meanings of these stories. But myths have remained as alive as ever when it comes to how the world is ordered. Myths of Geography charts a set of myths for our current age, revealing their enduring power and how they are fundamental to how we understand the world and its geography. Like the myths of antiquity, these myths are stories so powerfully ingrained in our consciousness that they can even stop us recognizing that they are, in fact, products of our own active imaginations. Though today's imagined geographies may be different from those of the past, they can just as readily send us on quixotic quests to El Dorado, or on journeys to slay dragons that never existed. This book considers some of the fundamental beliefs that define our lives and how they shape our experience of the world. It reveals that in so many ways,
Sample complete. Ready to continue?